Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, folks, it's Chump Month. That favorite time of year for leftists as they remind themselves how much they hate America. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to Black History Month for all the black chumps who want to believe in Black History Month. The idea that the only time we should be thinking about black history or American history, because that's what black history is, a subset of American history, is in the month of February. And, oh, I get it. And they said, Kevin, you don't understand the significance of pointing it out. And no, I understand the significance if it were positive. It's not positive. It's negative. It's the leftists trying to remind America that we're supposedly so bad that black people can't do anything. That black people, oh, my God, it was so bad, my Lord. I mean, Black History Month, it should be a celebration of it. If you want to do it that way, frankly, I don't think we need it, because why don't we have Latino History Month and separate it into the Cubans and the Mexicans and all that? I think it's an insult to the rest of the country to say, oh, the only other fringe group that did anything right in America that needs celebrating is black history, black people for Black History Month. Hasn't every other culture made a contribution? Brown History Month, Red History Month, Yellow History Month. If we're going to go color, why don't we do it all the way? Let's give everybody a month. Oh, that's right. And then let's do gays and straights. And we can't do straights because, that would be, sacrilegious to actually honor regular people. The binary, the cisgender, can't do that. Oh, I tell you what, let's have Woman Appreciation Month. Let's have Guatemalan Midget Appreciation Month. How stupid. And look, I get how you get fooled into, oh, Kevin, I don't see anything wrong with appreciating it. I don't see anything wrong with appreciating people at any point. And what I do see something wrong in is when you degradate. Or is that what I'm trying? No, denigrate. How about that? That was a better word. Denigrate the nation in trying to, quote, uplift black folks. So it's a backhanded compliment to not only black people, but to America. But we're supposed to celebrate it. Woohoo! Look at here. It's Black History Month. We're going to celebrate. Let's learn about some other black person that nobody's going to remember 2 seconds later. If you want to learn black history, do what I did. Go get a black history book and go learn it. That's simple. Most of us, we think, oh, they taught us white history. If you put a gun to the average person's head, they don't know enough history to shake a stick at. You know how in depth the subject of history is? They have an entire class. You can get a degree in it. How many people do you think have a degree in history that really understand it in the context of everything? And we have a real problem, because the problem is people don't even, we're not learning history anymore. We're learning a slanted version, a perverted version of what should be history. Now, again, history can be taught from different perspectives. But the truth, if you want to teach it from different perspectives, fine. Let people make up their mind about it, but we don't do that. So I think of Black History Month, it's Chump Month. I don't celebrate it because I don't bind to segregating a month out for one group of Americans any more than I want it for 10. We're one America. One for all and all for one. Anyway, I want to move on. The big story, there's a lot of big stories. Joe Biden's going to screw up Russia to such a degree. As I say on this show all the time, Joe Biden might as well just say, hold my beer, because that sucker is going to get embarrassed yet again. It's not getting any better for Democrats. It's not going to get any better. You have a fool negotiating for you, a fool in charge, and it's all because of spite. We don't like Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Yeah, they're glad they did it, trust me, because they didn't want a 7-2 Supreme Court, meaning seven people who will actually follow the Constitution, not saying that we have seven, but you know what I'm saying, right? They don't want that. They need another ideologue, another leftist, a hardcore leftist who will listen to them. And that's a cancer in the Supreme Court. Sotomayor, Kagan, Breyer, cancers. They don't follow the law. They follow political ideology. Anyway, one of the big stories was Canada. We talked about it yesterday. Hunkering down is Justin Trudeau. He's run from his responsibility. And Facebook, one of the Nazis, the social media Nazis, took down the Canadian truckers page. Can you believe this? But you know what? It goes to show you the power of the people. Because despite that, the word is getting out all over the world. They're talking about these Canadian truckers who say, we're done with vax mandates. Meanwhile, I find out T-Mobile is now going to have a vax mandate for all of its employees. If you have T-Mobile, you should consider switching. Anybody that puts a vax mandate should be made to pay for it financially. You should consider switching. I'm not telling you to do it. I'm saying you should consider it. Now, I realize if all the companies decide, oh, well, we're all going to do that, because that's what Verizon did for a while. They reversed it. I'm on Verizon. I was going to switch. They reversed it. I'm telling you right now, put your money where your mouth is. We can teach these clowns a lesson. And the Canadian truckers are saying, how are you going to get your goods and services, Trudeau? How's this going to play out for you long term? Nothing moving. Commerce stopped, essentially, in Canada. Good going, guys. And you know what? The people will support you. If I got to eat nothing but bread and mayonnaise sandwiches, I'd support him. He was mocked relentlessly. I'm talking about Trudeau. The guy who never should have been in charge of that country. A coward. That's the word that's mostly used to describe him when you go on social media. They call him a coward. And just for the record, I can attest to this fully. The left is completely full of cowards. People who can't fight for themselves, who will only fight when there's a mob behind them, or when they know they've got an advantage, when they've got the money advantage or the power advantage. They will not confront you man to man. They're cowards. Trudeau's a perfect representative of leftism. Folks, we got a lot to talk about. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars hauling AIS insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Would you want to be Joe Biden? Would you want to be Joe Biden? I mean, okay, forget the dementia. Forget being married to Dr. Jill. Forget being the daddy of Renaissance crackhead Hunter. Would you want to be Joe Biden in the position he's in right now? Where this guy doesn't have a clue. Wow. Let me just give you some ideas. Hostages in Afghanistan. It's back. A racially motivated SCOTUS pick that completely backfired because the overwhelming America poll, at least polling shows, and certainly common sense would tell you that they want the best candidate for the Supreme Court, not a black woman necessarily. But Joe Biden's limited the pool. So he's got that going on with his racial SCOTUS pick. He's got war zones in cities all across this country. He's got cop killings. I don't know if you guys saw that New York cop funeral over the weekend, but wow, it was huge. Cop gets killed on a routine call in Harlem. I told you guys the other day, I said, you probably aren't even aware of the number of police shootings and killings that have happened in the last 2 weeks. Lawlessness, recklessness brought on by leftism. Joe Biden's got, he's under fire for all this Wu flu nonsense because people are understanding what's going on. What do you think these Canadian truckers are doing? They're making a point to the entire world. This isn't just a Canadian issue. That's a complete New World Order affront. They're saying, we're not doing it anymore. We're not taking it. And by the way, our media doesn't show you a fraction of the places where they are going crazy over this. Hardly a country is not immune to it. The only one countries immune to it are the ones who aren't implementing vax mandates. And what's funny, those are mostly the, quote, third world countries. Third world countries aren't implementing vax mandates, which makes you wonder, how third world are they? Who's really the third world country when you think about the coup that happened in 2020, the dictatorial nature of government as it stands today that has us forcing ourselves into lockdowns and enslavement, taking away our jobs, putting us on welfare? You know why? The only reason why there hasn't been a coup over all of this, because our welfare is so good. How long is that going to last? What happens when they start messing with your food shortage as part of supply chain? When suddenly you can't eat? That's what they want. They want you begging for food. You've been in the grocery stores. You've seen certain segments of your grocery store where it's empty. Let me tell you, folks, that's a teaser. Remember storms in some of these coastal cities where everything is stripped out. Remember what happened with toilet paper during the time when they were planning this scamdemic and everything was on shortage. And you go into the grocery store and went, whoa, there's no pasta. The only thing that was there were vegan foods. They want that. Believe me. Anyway, Joe Biden's got another hostage crisis in Afghanistan. Not that he solved the other one. But this last Sunday, he wants the U.S. Navy veteran Mark Freericks, who was taken hostage in Afghanistan nearly 2 years ago, freed. He's a civil engineer and a contractor. He was kidnapped in January of 2020 from Kabul. And they think the Taliban has him. And here's what Joe Biden said: threatening the safety of Americans or any innocent civilians is always unacceptable, and hostage taking is an act of particular cruelty and cowardice. The Taliban must immediately release Mark before it can expect any consideration of its aspirations for legitimacy. This is not negotiable. This is a guy that's already paid for hostages. Millions of dollars. Let me tell you what the Taliban can expect. They can expect a big shipment of U.S. greenbacks by freight dropped on the tarmac at some point in the near future. And then Mark will be released. Mark Freericks will be released. And everybody will be, oh, it's so good. Look at what Joe Biden. Joe Biden thinks that he can make this into something. That's all. Let me say, this is how it ends up. Your tax dollars. Until the next guy or next woman gets taken hostage. Or they tell you, oh, you know what? We have 20 of these. How many hostages remain in Afghanistan from the fiasco of Joe Biden? Does anybody know? What's the word on them? Are they all out? The news cycle hasn't even mentioned these people until this guy came up. You hadn't even heard about it. Think of him as a new version of Wu Flu. As it relates to hostages. And there will be another version of variant. And there will be another variant. And there will be another variant. But Joe Biden's threatened him. Oh, boy. Ooh. Yeah. We'll come over there and get him with what? What you going to come over and get him with? That sissified military of yours? Who's going to go get him? They said the statement came as Afghanistan faces a thorny humanitarian crisis following the U.S. withdrawal in August. They quickly seized control of most of the country, and the foreign aid has been flowing. See, that's the world is approaching this as, we will give them the opportunity to be legitimate. That we know they're animals, but we're going to bring them to the world stage, and they're going to capitulate. They're going to figure out how things are. Let me tell you what these terrorists are going to do. They might as well have been prisoners released. And they now have freedom. And you think they're going to play by your rules? They're going to play by prison rules. You want something, you see the shot caller, you got to pay. You got to pay your tithes, whatever you want to call it. If you want something, you're going to pay for it. These weak-kneed sissies that supposedly rule us, crack me up. They're going to play by the rules. Yeah, like the Democrats play by the rules, right, America? They don't cheat during elections. They don't manipulate the media for their own good. Yeah, they play by the rules too, don't they? We expect the Taliban to play by the rules. Taliban said, well, we are. We are playing by the rules. Because see, we're not stupid like the rest of your citizens to believe that you're to be negotiated with. We are going to take what we want. You want your hostage back, send us a bunch of money. And you better not badmouth us on the world stage, because we'll figure out another way to hurt you. And think about it. Why wasn't Mark Friedrichs part of the original package when we hightailed it out of Afghanistan? Why is this just coming up now? I already answered it. They got a bunch of hostages. Remember, Biden's State Department gave Afghanistan, the Taliban, a list of people in country that were key folks. It was practically a scandal. Who would turn over a list of your key people to the enemy? A demented clown, that's...
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the U.S. economy tries to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic, Americans are having a hard time paying for goods and services due to inflation. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell argues inflation will only continue to get worse if Democrats continue to spend more federal dollars.
Now Washington Democrats are trying again to revive talk of yet another reckless bout of spending this year. American families are already hurting enough.
Senate Democrats argue their spending plans have helped Americans from being unable to feed their families. The Supreme Court is on the agenda when President Biden meets with top senators on the Judiciary Committee. Biden meeting with the top Democrat and Republican at the White House on Tuesday to discuss the confirmation process. You're listening to USA Radio News. The former president is sitting on a boatload of cash.
Former President Donald Trump's latest Federal Election Commission filings from his political committees boast a $51 million haul for the second half of 2021. That gives Trump more than $122 million in cash on hand. Trump had already reported raising $82 million in the first half of 2021. Trump told Newsmax he likely won't make any announcements until after the midterm elections. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
It'll cost more than $6,000 for a seat in the nosebleed section to watch the Los Angeles Rams and Cincinnati Bengals in Super Bowl 56. Secondary markets like StubHub and Ticketmaster are selling seats in the top level of SoFi Stadium for at least $5,500, plus almost another $1,000 in fees. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden and the Democrats have a lot of problems on their hands, folks, and these are things that will not be solved. There's no media cover-up here. There's no vast right-wing conspiracy. This is strictly on the Democrats' shoulders, and I'll give you an example. Rite Aid, which is a drugstore chain, there's one in Manhattan, and it's closing. And the way a guy wrote about it, he explains that, and I love the way he put this because it seems little, but it's symbolic. He writes, of all the burdens Manhattan has borne this January, the imminent closing of the 24-hour Midtown West Rite Aid hardly qualifies as a tragedy. But the fact that an otherwise thriving major corporation is giving up on core Manhattan matters for our decaying borough. He describes Manhattan as a decaying borough, and he points out that if you can't survive something in Manhattan, one of the five boroughs of New York, forget about everything else. Forget about Queens. Forget about Brooklyn. You know, I mean, Manhattan, folks, is the crown jewel of New York. Most expensive piece of real estate practically on the planet. I mean, it is the epicenter of culture and all kinds of things, and you can't survive it? The pharmacy on 8th Avenue and 50th Street is going to close February 8th. It was effectively already shuttered last week, with most of the store cordoned off with gates. Just a small, strange assortment. Children's coloring books jumbled with vitamins was marooned on front shelves as clearance. The clearance prices were ironic, because the reason a Rite Aid is closing is mass-scale shoplifting. The shop lost $200,000 in goods in 2 months. Now, they call it organized crime. I'm just telling you, this is what the left...
We've had enough of this organized crime.
It's not organized crime. It's organized leftism, because once the word got out that you could steal from that store, people told, shoot, man, I go in, I just take what I want. I go and grab me sandwiches. And they went in, and in 2 months, they stole over $200,000 in goods. Now, I want you to just ask yourself what it takes to make that. You know, that's the shrinkage. What do you have to sell in order to cover your losses, not to mention just your regular business operations? They got cleaned out. They say this store's workers have had a rough 2 years. In June of 2020, the summer of, quote, peaceful protests, the shop suffered looting. The windows were broken and $60,000 worth of drugs were stolen. That's the beginning. I want you to understand what, because this segment I'm calling New York News. New York is supposed to be a bastion of leftism. It is supposed to be a symbol of leftism. And boy, is it ever. I talked about that. I alluded to it earlier about the cop who was killed in New York City. Fatwas issued on policing. By whom? Barack Obama, Joe Biden, all leftists. Defund the police. Who cares? Well, in this story, and it came to my attention because of the actress, because I can't stand Hollywood. But they write, a New York City actress lost her job after publicly complaining about street closures during the funeral of fallen officer Jason Rivera. The video of Jacqueline Guzman's rant went viral before she deleted it following an avalanche of backlash. And here's what she put. What she said, we don't need to shut down most of Lower Manhattan because one cop died for probably doing his job incorrectly. They kill people who are under 22 every single day for no good reason, and we don't shut down the city for them, the actress said on the TikTok clip posted under the name @vinylboobs. So I don't know who she's talking about when she says they kill people who are under 22 every single day. But she alludes to this cop doing his job incorrectly. A man who went on a call in a dangerous job and loses his life, gets shot. Why? Leftism. You guys heard my talk. I told you the biggest existential threat to mankind is unchecked leftism. So Guzman can be seen walking down empty streets, an empty street as she speaks, and she continues saying, like, this is effing ridiculous. This is effing ridiculous. What if somebody's having a heart attack in this area? Nobody can get to them because it's blocked off for one effing cop. Viewers were quick to denounce the video. I don't know what the PBA is, but they said, but President Patrick Lynch said, New Yorkers turned out by the thousands. I don't know if you guys saw it. As a pro-law enforcement person, I was overwhelmed in a good way. I mean, the cops were out. Oh, my gosh. It was amazing. It was a sea of blue. There were people all over. They had the motorcycle, you know, the motorcade. I don't know who Jason was, this kid who died, this cop who died. But what in a, I think his name was, did I say Jason? I don't even know his actual name. Jason Rivera. But I don't know who he was, but let me tell you. The outpouring for him, maybe it was just the situation. Maybe it's just the police are fed up. I don't know. But I tell you what, it was something great to see. And if you haven't seen it, just go check it out. It reminds me of Chris Kyle's funeral. I've never seen that many people attend the funeral of a guy, of a person they didn't know. What an amazing outpouring of support. Anyway, so this girl gets fired, and here's what they write about the 22-year-old rookie died after being ambushed during a recent call in Harlem. I don't know the details of that, but I can only imagine somebody playing games and saying, you know, oh, there's a domestic in Harlem. He shows up thinking, you know, he's going to do his routine job, and somebody steps out and shoots him. How horrible is that? Jason Rivera? Not a white guy? They said he died after being ambushed. His wife of only a few months, Dominique Luzuriaga, is also going viral for her video, for her moving eulogy. And this is one of the reasons why I like this story. I don't like it. I don't want to say that. That's not the right word. But why I gravitated to it. They said during her the service at St. Patrick Cathedral, they said the widow put most of the blame on Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. and his controversial prosecution guidelines. See, this is where the chickens come home to roost for the Democrats. These leftists, let everybody out. Don't prosecute people to kill cops. I told this story many times. When I was a kid growing up, if you killed a cop, it was automatic death penalty. To kill a cop meant you were the worst of you were the most dangerous of human beings, because if you saw a person armed and who was given permission to kill you for doing the wrong thing, and you decided to confront them, what would that mean for the ordinary person? How vicious of a criminal are you if you say, I'm going to get that cop? I mean, think about the people who ambushed Rivera. Who else could they set up? Who else could they kill and get away with if they can say, I'm going to kill me a cop tonight? Now, look, having made a movie about this, Bleeding Blue, bleedingbluemovie.com, I know the perils. We've talked to so many police, man. I could be a cop. I could write cop shows. I mean, we are tuned into them. We understand the pitfalls. In the movie, it's a moving film. I hope you get a chance to see it, bleedingbluemovie.com. It's an amazing film. In fact, we've been talking to so many law enforcement over the past few weeks. I think it's going to get out there in a bigger way. But anything you guys want to do to help us get it distributed, please do. But go to bleedingbluemovie.com and watch it. I'd love to get your feedback. But anyway, she knows. His wife is like, Alvin Bragg is to blame. He's too lenient on crime. He's allowed dangerous criminals back on the streets. And these people are setting up cops. Cops have to have overwatch. You know what overwatch is? Where they have a sniper that is looking out for you. You know, in the military. It's that dangerous. His widow ended by essentially saying, I'm not going to give up this fight. Your death is giving me inspiration to carry this forward. And I hope she does. I support her 100%.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VINYL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Like the Democratic Party, Black Lives Matter is a sham. An organization built on a lie, and like most lies, Democrats let no crisis go to waste. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So BLM was born of a lie, a movement that was supposed to save black people from the epidemic of black folks being killed at the hands of cops. Yeah, less than 20 questionable deaths annually. In fact, less than 20 questionable deaths over a decade. Of the roughly 100 fatal shootings of blacks annually, and Democrats call it an epidemic. They have rallied around this, gotten an organization that has received billions of dollars and has not done one thing, hasn't sent one child to college, hasn't helped one black man or woman get free from incarceration, hasn't stopped any level of crime in the black community. I could go on. They've done nothing. But they have milked the heck out of some bogus numbers, because the real numbers are very easy to find. And I'll tell you this, if this is such an epidemic, go to anybody you know and say, who was the last person to kill a black, black person, the last police officer or whatever to kill a black person? Ask them. If they do know, I'm talking about a controversial one. It was this white cop, a female, who shot a black person. You know what happened to her? She went to jail. That was justice. So what about before that? You know who they're going to name? I'm going to tell you. They're going to name one of the 15 or so that always get named. Michael Brown Jr., man, and Eric Garner, man, and Freddie Gray, who didn't even get shot by a cop, by the way, and Eric Garner in New York, man. Well, he didn't get shot by a cop either. He had a heart attack resisting arrest. Or they're going to tell you about George Floyd. He didn't get shot by a cop. He had a heart attack because he was a drug addict. Those are the ones they're going to mention. And the one who did get shot by a cop, the most marquee, Michael Brown Jr., deserved to get shot because the Obama Justice Department figured it out. But it's an epidemic. I mean, you look at the numbers any way you want. The millions of black folks in this country, and you can boil it down to less than 20, and that's in a horrible year. There's never been 20 questionable black shootings by police. Not one. I've done the research. You can take it or leave it. Do it for yourself if you want to waste the time. And maybe in a bad year, there's 100 fatal shootings of blacks, mostly deserved by cops. Nobody will argue that a dude who pulls a gun on a cop deserves to get killed. But I can tell you this. In Chicago, over 60 black people every month are killed by other black people. In 2 months, more, well, 1 month, there are more deaths than questionable cop deaths of black people for decades. In 1 month in one city. But they say it's an epidemic, these cops. We got to do it. We got to address this police problem. We got to defund the police. We got to go shooting police officers. And that's what these people do. They will kill a police officer over a lie. The people who want to defund the police, the people who are this anti-cop rhetoric, they are killers. When confronted with the real numbers, folks, BLM and its supporters try to change the narrative back to this epidemic. However, Americans have awakened to woke, and now they push back against this racist anti-cop nonsense. Americans are connecting the dots. And here are the dots. Mayors, Democrats. City councils, Democrats. Police commissioners and chiefs, Democrats. Citizen review boards, Democrats. And you want to know what almost every one of those Democrats is? It's overwhelmingly black. In many of these cities, it's not only Democrats, it's black Democrats. You know where the cop problems are? The cop problems are in every city across America. You know where the killing problems of black people are? The killing problems of black people are in cities all across America, all run by Democrats, and many of them run by black Democrats, and yet they want you to be the problem. You're the problem. The police are the problem. So what's an organization to do when their lies are exposed? Well, according to what I read about BLM, they just like to go out and buy houses. Remember that one of the founders of BLM bought herself over $3.5 million in properties, ironically, in mostly white neighborhoods. Now, I'm sure this woman chose white neighborhoods because she wanted to be close to the enemy. But Logic would say if police brutality were her real concern, she would have bought homes in black areas of town so she could be closer to the problem and monitor it. She could have gotten a lot more value for her money, too, don't you think? This is what I wrote of Patrice Kahn Cullors. They spell Kahn, K-H-A-N, but I spelled it C-O-N. She's one of the co-founders of the terrorist group Black Lives Matter, an avowed Marxist who did pretty well for herself financially with the purchase of millions of dollars in real estate. And when confronted with the shocking truth of being a hypocrite, Cullors explained, and I paraphrase, "I needed to take care of my family." I bet even Bernie Sanders could appreciate that excuse, because Bernie bought himself lots of houses and fancy cars and wears nice suits and flies around in private jets now. But, you know, to take care of his family. So those within BLM wanted an investigation, but Kahn Cullors found her way inside the inner sanctum of Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook, who issued a fatwa against anybody who dared criticize that racist black hypocrite, Kahn Cullors. Zuckerberg mandated the same thing on Kahn Cullors as he did on vaccine hesitancy. He ordered his minions to bury any references to Kahn Cullors' larceny. But sadly for the left, the story didn't go away, because millions of people recognized the hypocrisy and they continued pushing the story the same way we pushed the story of the vax Nazis. And we're pushing the story of these Canadian truckers. They can't keep us down. You can't keep the truth from surfacing that Kahn Cullors is a con. And now BLM has to find a new leader. And they did. They had two people that they put on board. And neither one of those two people accepted those positions, because they knew what was going on. They knew they were going to be scapegoated. So Kahn Cullors resigned. And she said, "Those were right-wing attacks that tried to discredit my character. And I don't operate off of what the right thinks about me." Milk the organization of millions of dollars, and then she quits. And no one was in charge for months until they decided to put these two people on, and those two people didn't do it. The Washington Examiner said this: "The address on BLM lists on its tax forms is wrong, and the charity's two board members won't say who controls a $60 million bankroll. BLM's shocking lack of transparency surrounding its finances and operations raises major legal and ethical flags," multiple charity experts have said. They put these two activists in after Kahn Cullors' resignation in May, but both quietly announced in September that they never took the jobs due to disagreements with BLM. So, even more, think about, there's more dirt, folks. Canadian Black Lives Matter activists are furious over the group's recent $8.1 million cash purchase of a mansion in downtown Toronto that once served as the headquarters of the Communist Party of Canada. The U.S. charity that serves as the face of the BL movement provided the bulk of the funding for the purchase of this 10,000 square foot property. It flew under the radar. But now it's reached the boiling point amidst the other revelations about BLM's management and its finances. See, if BLM were anything other than a leftist front for illegal activities and voting and propaganda machine and everything, anything else, it would be shut down. If this were a conservative group, you could bet they would be done with us. So the women who were going to take over, they threatened legal action, folks. They said the NDAs that they wanted them to sign said, "If you say anything about us, we will take legal action." That's how leftist groups run.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.